Blog Talk Radio.
Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a fantastic show for you this evening. We have special guest author and poet Raymond Valorio, author of the novels Daily Gems and Sex Junkies. He'll be here to discuss his books as well as his upcoming events that will be coming up. So stay tuned and listen to Grown Folks Radio, Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I am Red Snapper coming to you live today on this Monday. A great day outside. Really nice day as we got the sun out and everything going on, and it's looking good. Notice that what comes with summer, you know what happens when the summer comes in. So we got a special show tonight, and we're going to be definitely talking to our guests here in a minute, but let me give you a few admin notes before we get into the show. Just want to let everybody know, if you didn't know, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Tale, Crime Cartel by Red Snapper is now out. It just dropped on Friday, and it will be available on all the major outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Arthur House, a few other spots. You'll be able to get them in some stores, too, like Borders and all that. So just look around, look for that book. It's out. And we're just glad to get that out because I've been working on that project for a minute, and we wanted to get that out so people can kind of get an idea of what's going on with that character that they were wishing for. So, but enough about me. Right now we're going to go right into our special guest. He's a local Kansas Cityan, and he's here right now with us. His name is Raymond Valorio, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Red, I'm here. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, we're glad to have you. I'm glad you had time to come on. I know your schedule's been busy. We are glad that you were able to come on the show, and we just want to know what's going on with you, man. Before we get into your books, just kind of tell us what you've been up to and what you've been doing.
Well, you know, like you said, I'm a hometown boy, born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. Went to Southwest.
Uh-huh.
So all my people that went to Southwest, go, Indians, go. Well, you know, I dropped the book Daily Gems back in 07.
Uh-huh.
And we just recently put out Sex Junkie, which is the start of the Black Erotica book line series.
Okay.
Which introduces. Yeah.
Okay.
So we
just got well, actually,
what?
So how are the books going? How are they doing? They doing pretty well?
Books are going pretty well, but, you know, we could always use some more help, so.
That's right.
People out there, you
and
gotta
good.
Go get your copy.
Well, that's what you got to do. So we're definitely going to let people know how they can get copies of this book and how they can get in contact with you, just in case they want to have you for a book signing or anything like that. But just to let everybody know that those callers that are out there that are listening, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. That's Word Sexy Radio with Red Snapper and Raymond Valorio. All right, Raymond, so let's get started in here before we start getting any questions, if there's anybody who has any. Let's get started with Daily Gems. Is that the one that you started with first?
Yes, Daily Gems is a collection of poetry, and in the back of the book it's wise sayings. And like some of the wise sayings that one would find would be like, a smile is free, but it can be the best medicine, and true friendship is judged by the mouth, not by the smiles. You know, kind of just little daily things that people can read and put a smile on their face and all that, hence the name Daily.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll be able to give us a little bit of that. Would you be able to recite some of that poetry this evening?
Oh, sure. More than happy to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
More than happy.
Okay, well, we'll do that probably in the second segment here, but you know what everybody's wanting to know about? They want to know about the sex junkies. Tell us a bit about the sex junkies and the setup and what made you, what inspired you to get into that. But before you do that, though, what inspired you to write? How did you get started in the literary game?
Well, Red, here's how I got in the literary game, because I used to work at Ford Motor Company. You know, I worked there for 13 years, and me and my fellow female co-workers used to get the books, you know, about Zane, Eric Jerome Dickey, and Terry Woods, or whoever else was out at that time, and we would read them and pass them along. And then, you know, you used to be like, well, I've led a pretty interesting life. You know, I could do this, you know, because working on that concrete is no fun, baby. It's no fun. I mean, you get paid money, but your body pays the cost for it. So
exactly.
You
know,
just wanted to do something bigger and better. And you got off into the
So had you been writing in the past before you started writing, or you just picked up the pen and just kind of went into it?
Well, I've always wrote. And when I used to work at the plant, I used to write, and people would ask me, hey, what you doing down there? And I'd be writing. So when I left in 06, I put out Daily Gems in 07 because I had compiled a lot of material and whatnot. And it was just like my whole pen just, you know, it just started taking off.
That's good. So now let's go ahead on and get to that sex junkies. Tell us about the sex junkies. Now, you know, everybody always asks, you know, before you get into it, I'm sorry to cut you off again, but you know how everybody, you know, talk to authors, and especially when it's one of those erotic books, first thing they want to find out to you is who are you in the book, or who do you know, or is it somebody that they know? So I'm going to go ahead and let you explain it, and then we'll go from there. How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to read the back of the cover.
Okay.
Sex Junkie is a very intimate, personal, and often hilarious look at the life of one of Kansas City's most eligible bachelors, Damon Williams. If you've only heard of a sex junkie and never actually met one, then this is the perfect book for you. Like a high-definition TV, Damon brings you up close and personal into his world of nonstop sex. And like a play-by-play commentator, Damon gives you the real lowdown on some of his torrid sexual concourse. So grab something cool to drink, because his reading material is definitely hot. And ladies, don't worry, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. Now, Red, and the first question that I'm often asked is, hold up, Damon, your name is Raymond. Oh, this book is about you, ain't it? And then I have to wink my eye and say, well, you know, his name is Damon, my name is Raymond. But then there's people that see me on a Judge Joe Brown show. I think it was January the 18th, Martin Luther King's Day. And they had me on there because I had to fly out there like September of last year. And I had to sue this little editor, you know, that I had paid to help edit the book. And she was reading some of the material, and she wanted to get a little more involved past the business thing. So,
I got you. Well, we'll get into that literary piece on that later, but we see the book is hot, so you definitely going to probably have to read something from it so that the audience here can get an idea, so if they need to go pick up that book, they know what to do. But if you want to call in and ask Raymond some questions, the number is 347-215-8539, and that's Word Sexy Radio. Also, you get a chance to go on my website. It's www.redsnapperonline.com. And you can find out some things about some of the books that I have out, as well as Red Snapper's Playhouse. That's out there also, www.redsnapperplayhouse.com. And you can join the guild and get a free copy of my first book, Scandalous Motives. So you get a free e-copy of that. Okay, now, Raymond, you got some poems for us?
Oh, I got some poems. But these are kind of erotic stuff, and I don't, you know, I don't want you to
Raymond,
be fined by the FTC
Raymond.
And all of that.
Raymond, let me explain something to you. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is internet radio. Anything and everything goes on this radio station. You can say whatever the fuck you want. Now, go ahead.
Okay, this is grown folks radio. Okay,
I have to let you know that,
Okay.
You can say whatever's on the pages. That's right.
Okay, well, all right, seeing how we on World Sexy Radio, this is Grown Folks Radio, I'm going to go ahead and do
that's
that
right.
one call for sex. Okay, and it goes like this. Sex, hot, raw, and sticky. cool, sticky, and creamy sex. That's it right there. You know, when it's all done, you sweaty, you sticky, you go on and you get you that wash towel, go on and clean up, and get you that big tall glass of cool drink, whatever you're going to get. So that's sex. You can also find that in the book, Daily Gems. And I have more, like I have one that's entitled, What Would You Change? And it just asks us a bunch of questions about the current world situation. And, you know, because people are always complaining about stuff, talking about the weather, politics, and whatever. And then you ask people, did you vote? What are you doing to make a difference in your community, in the world, your job, whatever? You know,
okay.
What would you change? So I'm
so you know
down.
You can go ahead and read
it. I don't have the book with me.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay. I say if you had it in front
you
of
know
you, you read
I'm
it. But
No. I don't have it in front of me. So let me just try to give you a little snippet.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What inspired you? I know you said that you were down at the job and you were talking to different females and stuff. So was it the different women that inspired you to write these different poems, or you just had these thoughts from different experiences, or how did you get the ideals and to put down this for your book?
Well, you know, when you work around a lot of women, you know, you hear them complain or you hear them talk about their relationships with men and whatnot. And so, you know, you become a good listener, then you kind of, you know, you learn a lot more about women than, say, what your father or any male figure taught you. Well, women are supposed to cook, clean, have babies, and, you know, that old chauvinistic attitude that
right.
a lot of men have toward women. So, you know, you get in touch with your, you know, feminine
right.
side, I guess, or you become
yeah.
more sensitive to the things that
right,
they got to
right.
go through. Because women got to go through a lot, man, because
they
if
do.
They're a single parent, they got the kids, you know, they got to go to work, they got to come home, take care of the kids, they got to do the daddy stuff, they got to play doctor,
right.
you know. Women wear a lot of hats. So,
yes, they do.
You know, you just become a little sensitive and you become more aware and you appreciate a woman more. Especially if
right.
you got one that's taking care of herself and handling her business, you know, hey, I mean, you got to salute them. So, you know, that's where some of the inspiration of the poetry came from. And, you know, the books, Sex Junkie and Trifling, the new one that I'm about to drop, you know, it's just all listening to women, dealing with women. And I just want to say, in no way, shape, or form are these books disrespectful toward women, because like I said, I have a great appreciation for women. I love women, all women.
Right.
So, you know, my books are meant to be entertaining, and they're written under fiction, but a lot of it is true. So that's why I have that little disclaimer on the back cover of Sex Junkie. Ladies, don't worry, the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Okay. All right, well, you know, now that we know that you got, you say you got a new book that's dropping here, and when is that coming out?
It should be out in a couple of weeks, Trifling. And Trifling is previewed in the back of Sex Junkie. And
okay.
it's just, once again, it's the character Damon Williams, and he's wanting more than what this young lady is willing to give him at the time, you know, like he didn't get
right.
turned out by her sexually. And so her man is away on summer vacation, so Damon takes it upon himself to send him a Dear John letter. This guy
right.
has a letter coming from his lady. And it's really foul because when a guy gets the letter, you know, it smells all pretty and it ain't got no return address on it. But the guy opens up the letter, pulls it out. Damn, condom wrapper falls out red. And then it's just, you know, it's foul. And so that's how it came with the name Trifling. Because, you know,
okay.
a brother
okay.
doing time, he don't want to get no Dear John letter like that. But
yeah, I understand. You know, I understand.
Yeah, that's real Trifling.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. So we're definitely going to have to make sure we let people know where they can get the book. Now, we're going to ask you questions that I usually ask most of the authors that come on is in your choice of, now, your books, are you self-publishing or are you going through a publisher?
No, Red, I self-publish because I would like to know because – the great thing about the internet is you can do a lot of business, you can network with a lot of people, and I'm, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm kind of selfish, man. I'm like, I want all of my money.
I got to understand. Because the reason why we ask that question is because there are some people out there that are interested and probably trying to get into the game themselves. And what we try to do is try to let them see both sides of the stake. Myself, mm-hmm. I have my own. I self-published, and I'm in the process of bringing my publishing company up. But the reason why I do it is not only because of the money aspect of it, but that's part of it. But mostly it's because the rights that you have with your book. A lot of times, a lot of the authors they get with these big publishing companies, and they I call it being pimped. And I'm not trying to dog the yep. publishing companies, but once you release yourself to them, you might get a book deal that maybe two books or whatever, and you end up getting a certain amount of money. Say you get $20,000 for two books. You don't get any more money until after the money is made up to that point. That's all the royalties you'll get. Plus, you won't have any say-so as far as, how the book is designed. They might tell you got to cut it down, right. Take this out, take that out. You know, there's a lot of things that goes on that people don't understand.
I want control of my stuff.
Exactly. Now, the good part of it is that they will make sure that your books get in all the major outlets, but you can do that as a self-publisher. It's called a consignment
right.
deal, and you can definitely work that. But if you don't mind, Raymond, could you turn down that volume down in the back, or whatever it is that's playing in the back? It's kind of okay. But yeah, I just wanted to stress that we like to try to stress that to those who are interested in getting into the game. So if you're out there listening and you want to ask Raymond some questions, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And like I said, anything goes, and hopefully Raymond will come with us with something that he has written recently or something that we can hear, and he's welcome to say whatever he likes to. So I just want to see, is there any callers out there that have any questions? Caller 6444, you have a question? Okay, they don't. All right. Well, Raymond,
okay.
So what's new coming up? What do you got coming up now? I know you say you got Trifling coming out. What are you working on right now? Is that the only project you have at this moment? Or
no, Red, I'm working on a project that's entitled He Loves Me Not. And it's dealing, with more of the same salacious, sex and all that, eroticism. But it's also going to have it's going to address something that's really important in the community, domestic
okay.
violence.
Okay.
Because,
okay, well,
it's coming from.
Okay. Okay. It looks like our caller wants a question. You have a question, caller?
Yes, I do.
How you doing? Say it, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Kiana Bowers, also known as Classy Lady, and I'm also from Kansas City.
Okay, how
right.
you doing? I would ask a question to Mr. Raymond, and if you have a question, please feel free to ask.
Okay, Raymond, I was asking, I'm also trying to do the self-publishing with erotic poetry and thinking about writing my first novel as well. And I was wondering, how have you been selling yourself and getting known around the city? Can you give me some pointers on that?
Sure.
That's the issue
that
I have right now with having a son and really having to get out to nightly venues to sell myself is going to be kind of trying. So I was wondering, how did you get known without being present all the time?
Okay, well, as Red and I stated earlier, there's this great thing called the Internet, which I'm well sure that you're aware of that. But you can go to YouTube, you can shoot you a video, you can upload it. And, that thing called emails, from all them people that send you emails and whatnot, you can tell them,
mm-hmm.
hey, go to YouTube, check out this video that I shot, and then that's a great way of advertisement. But also another place that you can utilize is your public libraries. You can go there because they often hold forums for poetry and whatnot. There's places all throughout Kansas City, like Gusto's on Wednesday night, which is up on,
have you read it, Gusto's?
Yes, I have.
Have you read
it?
Okay, because I actually went to Gusto's on Wednesday evening, and they start mm-hmm. fairly late. I understand they don't start until 11 o'clock at night. So with me having a son and not trying to go broke and give my nanny all of my salary.
Okay. And did you know about Rhythm Lounge on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock?
Yes,
right,
I read there every Sunday. I read there every Sunday, y'all.
Okay. And then there's the Juke House Monday nights at 7. You know, they kick it off. But as far as promoting, like I said, with the libraries, you can get your book together once when you have it in book form. Then you can go around to various libraries and say, hey, I'd like to donate a copy of my book so people can come in here and check it out and whatnot. And then also, there's a great little thing called Amazon.com. You can upload your files and all of that stuff, and as long as it meets their criteria, then you can say, hey, you can get the books from me, or you can just go to Amazon.com, type in my name or the name of the book, and you can buy the book from there. But there you have to do a split with Amazon. And then, you know, like they'll print your books up and all of that, and then you can get your books printed up. And then you can go around to, like, the beauty salons, the barber shops, and people that have their reading people that have their reading clubs and all of that. Hey, get on out there. Keep your book in your car. Keep your book at your desk, at your job. Have people walk by. Hey, this is your book. Yeah, it's my book. Network
right.
your book. Sell
and
your book.
And if you don't mind, if I can interject here, definitely you're going to have to sell yourself. I don't care if you're with a major book company or if you're doing it on your own. They do not, I say again, they do not market you. You have to do that yourself. The only person that can market you is you. So you're going to have to get out there and sell out of your car. And that's how a lot of these other authors, Terry Woods, Elizabeth Aaron, a lot of these other famous authors, started out of their back trunks of their cars and selling their books and getting out there until eventually they got picked up by other book companies. But still, a lot of them still have started their own publishing companies and went forth with their own because of the money aspect of it. You know, it's easier to do it when you do it yourself, and you appreciate it better when you're doing it yourself. And the main thing is you can't come into this game looking for money because it's not a get-rich-quick game. You got to do this thing because you love it. You got to do it because you love writing, and once you get into the aspect of that, people will recognize you. Once they see that you're pouring yourself into your work, they're gonna support you. Trust me. But you got to get out there and hustle. You got to be out there where they can get it. And we thank you for your call. Do you have any other questions?
No, that was mainly it. You know, because I'm thinking, you know, since I've been working on it, and I don't think it's gonna take me very much longer. I was hoping to have something out within the next 30 days because. Every day I'm writing and working on getting everything together for it, and my goal is to have it out by my birthday. That's August 12th, so I'm hoping to have everything completed by then, but I would really like to have it completed within the next 30 days. And just really, like, tonight, I'm wondering. Hello?
Okay, well, here's something else.
Go ahead.
You want to hit me up? You can hit me up at RaymondFlorio@yahoo.com, and I'll be more than willing to help you out if I can.
Okay. I sure will.
Good luck to you, and keep writing, okay?
I sure will.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for your question. All right. And like I said, anybody else has questions out there, 347-215-8539 is Word Sexy Radio. And we're here to answer your questions on the literary game and let you know if you were interested. And, you know, that's what we do. What was your question?
I was going to say, you know, you need to tell the callers that, you know, they can, you know, because I know there's a lot of people that have gotten the book, and some of them, you know, they probably blushing and turning red all the while. I can't believe this nasty man's on the radio talking about sex junk and all that stuff. So this is grown folks radio, as you said earlier. So some of these ladies, some of these men need to call in and ask the questions that they really want to ask. Okay.
That's right. And that's not a problem. They can do that. And we always let them know that when we put it out there that, you know, whatever questions you got, you make sure you do it, and it's not a problem. But let me get some questions in since nobody else is asking. Now.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, that like I said, the sex junkies and a lot of people you said, they try to put it on you. And basically, in so many words, you said it is you. So how much of it is fiction and how much of it is nonfiction?
Well, Red, I'm going to say 98% of it is fact. And the other 2% is kind of fiction. You know, I mean, like I said before, I mean, you got to change it up because you just don't want to be putting people's business out there. I mean, you know, because these are women that you meet from all walks of life.
Walks of life.
From all across
the
board.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason why I'm asking that is because a lot of times people want to, you know, most people that come to you and ask questions about writing, first thing that comes to their mind is they want to write about themselves. You know, they always say, you know, and that's why I always ask people, when they come to me and ask about, they tell me they want to be an author and they want to write a book. First question I ask them is, well, what do you want to write about and what are you doing it for? If they come to me asking about saying that they're going to do it for money, or are they trying to do it just so they can write about themselves and they feel like their life is all that, then I might sit back and say, okay, well, you know, I'll give them time to come to me again because I'm not going to try to push them forward, because not saying that your life or anybody's life is not important, but, I mean, you know, you need to write about something, you know, that's going to be intriguing. Not saying that your life isn't, but, you know,
well, yeah.
We're not looking. You know, you understand what I'm saying, right? I mean, it's just, you
yeah,
know, a lot of people
yeah,
always,
yeah. Of course,
you know, and if you have a story that you can write, you know, something that you have to say, I mean, it can be some things that happen to you, but people want to read about things that's going on, not just so necessarily about you. Why do you think that you're so important that you have to write about yourself that, you know, to get that out? So that's the thing that I usually try to figure out, but that's just me, though, and I'm not saying that people don't have anything to write about. You see what I'm saying? But my thing is you definitely want to write stories that's going to be intriguing and that make people want to read what you have. So if you are going to write about yourself, you got to make sure you're not writing. I mean, if you're going to do the truth, then it's nonfiction. But if it's fiction, then you need to make sure that you're not insulting nobody where they can come back and sue you for writing something about
yourself. And that's why I got the disclaimer that, don't worry, ladies, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. And like I said, I spent 13 years out of that plant and was reading those various different books by various different authors. And I was like, you know, these people writing about what they're writing about. And I could easily do it. I mean, because, you know, I'm kind of like McDonald's. You know, I didn't serve a couple buns in my life or two. So, I mean, you know, you just write about that stuff. And also, my books, yes, there's a lot of sex in there, but it's also educational, too, like in Sex Junkie, which is just basically my own version of that book that somebody put out called Confession of a Video Vixen. You know, I'm naming names, places, and all of that. But, you know, like I said, you don't want to put nobody's business out there, so you got to change the names to protect the guilty. Yeah, so it's just that,
but, don't tell
but it's also
like
educational.
Stupid. Don't tell me
I do have a nickname. I do have a nickname.
Okay.
So,
well, is that
now,
nickname in your book?
No. That's
okay. Well, then,
but
then
you go
don't,
on
please
the same
don't put
line.
That out there. Okay. Well, don't put
you
that name
the same
out
line.
There.
No. Not that name. I mean, but
okay.
I'm gonna give people a hint. If people know who Gene Simmons is of that rock group Kiss, then he's known for something. So, you know. Yeah.
Well, see, now you're going to have everybody guessing. You might as well go ahead and say it now.
The long-ass tongue, man. The man with the long-ass tongue. So.
Okay.
The ladies know. They know.
Okay, well, you heard it right here.
Not to say that anything else is short. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, that's good. But like I said, you know, you know, writing is got to be something that's passionate for you. I mean, you gotta definitely be interested in what you're doing. And like I said, I'm crossing genres too. Not only have I wrote erotic fiction, but I am now in the process of writing. I just finished a paranormal book that's going to be coming out probably here in September. Yeah, it's a paranormal called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, and I'm already kind of starting on the second. You know, it's going to be a series, so it's paranormal, but I'm writing that under another pseudonym, which would be R.J. Leonard. So that's still Red Snapper, but, you know, and matter of fact, on the first couple of books, it'll have Red Snapper writing as R.J. Leonard. So for some of those fans who are Red Snapper fans can still get into the paranormal aspect of what I do. It's still erotica, but it's still intense as the Red Snapper books. But it's not as the words are not there as far as like what in Red Snapper, because you have to kind of, with paranormal, you have to be a little softer. You know, you still can be intense, but you don't want to be to a point where you're writing the same fashion as if you're Red Snapper, then you might as well just be Red Snapper. So I wanted to give them something a little different. And I got a couple of mysteries down the pipe that I want to do. You know, I just want to write all kinds. I'm a writer. I'm an author. I like to write. And I'm not stuck in one genre. And I suggest that a lot of people, you know, don't do that. You know, if you're going to get into writing, you know, try everything. You know, try for stuff that you haven't tried before. But we got about 30 minutes left, and I think we got another caller. Caller, are you there? You have a question?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
No,
what's your name?
I have a compliment, really.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Before you do that, though, please tell us your name and where you're calling from, and then you can go right into your compliment.
My name is Maisha Washington.
Uh-huh.
And
where are you calling from, Maisha?
I'm calling from Kansas City.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. And what is your compliment?
My compliment is to the Sex Junkie book. I love it. Ever since I got with my man, it's been a tremendous experience throughout this book on certain things that we have picked up. And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Florio, a.k.a. Sex Junkie, because you're the best.
Well, hold on, Maisha.
Well, go ahead and respond to that, Raymond.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for buying the book and reading the book, and the book turning into some hot, steamy nights for you and your man. But I hope you're on birth control, because if you get pregnant because of that book, you know, I don't want to be the blame for that.
I mean, but what if I want to have his baby?
Well, you know, that's fine and dandy, but I'm just saying that the book is definitely hot. You know, because I did have a lady tell me that up at this hair shop up on, like, 77th and Truce, you know, because I go back in and check on the book.
Hey, Raymond. Raymond, guess what, man? Let her enjoy, man. Let her enjoy, man.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. Okay. Please, let me get mine off.
Well,
you know, since you read the Sex Junkies,
you need to definitely get a chance to pick up that Scandalous Motives, because, you know, if you thought that was hot, and not trying to take from my brother, because I know his book is hot, but you need to go ahead and check out Scandalous Motives and Red Snapper's from Kansas City as well. So you need to support.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll do that then. So,
okay.
Thanks for your call, Maisha.
Well, we thank you for calling. Do you have any other questions, Maisha?
Oh, no. No, I don't. Matter of fact, my man, he's wanting me right now.
Okay, well, you better go take care of him then.
Okay. Y'all have a good one now.
You too.
Wrap it up. Safe sex. Safe sex.
All right. See, Raymond, there you go, man. See, that's what you was looking for. So anybody else that got any questions? That's right. Go ahead.
Hey, it's nice to know that, you know, I didn't inspire a couple of people to learn some new moves and whatnot.
There you go. Well, like I was going to say a few minutes ago, if anybody else got any questions out there, the number is 347-215-8539. It's the Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we talk about it all on this show. So, and we have our guest, Raymond Florio, who is on the show. Now, Raymond, let me ask you this now. You know, I do anthologies also. I put out one the first part of the year called Contagious Lust, and I think I spoke to you about this before. We're going to be doing a Contagious Lust 2. And we definitely would like to have you do a couple of shorts, man, like two or three short stories for that book. Would you be interested?
Sure, definitely.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to be talking about that. We'll get you in that and, you know, get you out there. I did the first one, and a lot of people at the time was kind of scared to do it. So it ended up just being me and an author named Essence Black out of Pennsylvania. We got that book out there, and now everybody's wanting to come along and jump aboard. So we definitely want to have you in on that, so, and especially since you're from Kansas City, you know I got to take care of my brother, so you might as well come on in. So if you're interested in doing that, we'll definitely talk about that. It looks like we'll be probably putting that book out sometime, either any year or first of next year. So, you know, you get your 20-page stories together, and we'll put it in. Is that good? All right. So, yeah, we'll be working on that. Yeah, I got you. You still there?
Yes, still there.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, like I was saying, that's okay. Like I was saying, you know, we're going to be doing that Contagious Lust 2. So if you're interested in getting into that, man, we're going to definitely let you be part of that. And you being from Kansas City, we want to definitely involve you. Because like I said, you know, I have Midwest Publishing Group, and we'll be definitely putting that out, and all money's made from that, definitely you'll make sure, we'll make sure you get your piece, because you know you want your money, so.
Yeah.
So,
well, I appreciate that.
That's not a problem, and I see that our first caller is still there. I wonder if she has any more questions I'm going to ask her. Do you have any more questions at this time that you might want to ask Mr. Floria?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can.
Oh,
okay. I did have a question when the other lady was online. Oh, you know what? I was going to ask you, how do the people, do people know that you've written the stories about them and they know what character they are? How do they deal with that?
Yeah, I was just hearing that. I was going to ask that same question. I'm glad you brought that up.
Especially when it's people that may be known in Kansas City that know you and know which person you were talking about.
All
how
right,
does
Raina,
that person
you
handle you writing about them?
You know what this reminds
especially
me of?
Especially if it's not
that.
So nice.
Before you answer that, you know what this reminds me of, right? This reminds me of that book, that movie that came out. What was it? About the best man. So go ahead,
yeah.
Raymond. Answer that question.
Okay. Well, to answer your question, caller. You said something about how do people deal with it, especially when it's not being so nice. Well, the things that I say, it's all true. So it's nothing that's bad. But and then that's why I've said before that you got to change the names, not to put people's business out there like that. And in the book Sex Junkie, there's a character in there, and her name is Cherry. Okay, but her real name is similar to that. And I've had conversations with Cherry when I was writing the book, and even after when the book came out, Cherry is happy to be part of the book. You know, so Cherry was like, I want my copy in. You know, I want me some money off the book and all of that. So, I mean, I haven't had any bad reactions toward anybody in the book.
But you do have to definitely make, like I was saying earlier, you do have to kind of be careful with that because there are some people that may think that, you know, that it's okay, you know, at the time, and then they might change their mind and then they come back and try to sue you, especially if the book is doing well, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be kind of careful with that. You have to be kind of careful because you don't want to get sued, or you know people will say one thing one time, then they turn around and do something else. You definitely don't want to get caught up in something like that. So,
a book of fiction. So we're gonna go ahead and throw that back in. It is a book of fiction, but you know it's inspired by true events. But it is a book of fiction. Wink, wink.
Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. All right. Well. Do you have any more questions for me? All right, caller, you have any more questions?
No, that was it. I was just really wondering, you know, because I did change names and things like that, but, you know, it is what it is, and sometimes, well, all the time, the truth hurts. And, you know, and then when you, I'm not finished, you know, I've written several other poems that they've never seen and things like that, and when you really expose things and then they know that you're talking about them when the book comes out, you know, things can change. And I was just wondering how the people that you write about, if they knew that you were writing about them, and how they treated you afterwards.
Well, you know, my if I give a suggestion to that, I would say that, you know, you got to try to make sure that you, when you write these stories, they don't have to be, if you can't tell it exactly the way it is in a nonfiction version, then you probably don't want to tell it. Or if you do tell it, you got to make sure that you change it in such a manner that it isn't them. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be exactly
right. Yeah, none of my stories, you know, just certain situations, certain phrases are very similar in the rest I make up. And,
it's gonna be,
you know, for some people.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'll take names in this situation. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, what I was going to say was it's kind of messed up. I know you change the name of situations, but if there's any kind of inkling of them can recognize exactly what it is, then you might, you know, might have an issue.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Just being paid. I hear you. Hey, it's your book, right? Hey, you just got to write.
Yeah, because it's coming out. Oh, well. I'll cross that bridge when I get on it.
Well, I don't
think you'll
have a problem.
Be doing them nasty things.
I don't think you'll have a problem. I don't think you have to worry about that. So just write your book. And make sure it's, whatever, if you do say something, make sure it's true.
That's all I can tell you on that one. But we appreciate you calling in. I think we got about 15 minutes left here. Let's see. Raymond, you said you didn't have your book in front of you, but what's the
I have projects you got coming forth, because we got about 19 minutes left, and I want you to be able to do some shout-outs and kind of tell us what's coming forth, and I want you to be able to put out your website and how people can get in contact with you if they have more questions and all that. So tell us your upcoming events and then go into that.
Okay, well, the upcoming event that I have, I really don't have anything slated as far as publicly, because I'm just so on the grind. I'm trying to get these files and things ready for the next book, Trifling. So I'm trying to do that. You know, I'm an insomniac. You know, I hardly ever sleep. You know, I do cat naps. So we're trying to knock that project out. And as far as websites where people can contact me as, is I don't have my website up personally yet, but if you want to get the books and whatnot, you can go to Amazon.com. You can type in Daily Gems or Sex Junkie, and you're more than able to get the book from that. Or either you can just hit me up at my own email site, which is Raymond Florio. That's Raymond Florio, F-L-O-R-I-O, at Yahoo.com. Or if you see me about town, you know, just holler at me, because I'm always
Raymond. Raymond, I got something to tell you, man. There is a Kansas City fashion and vendor show up on the 26th.
I've seen that.
Do you have any books?
Yes, I got tons of books.
What you need to do is go on my website, okay? Get that information.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pay you $125 and set you up a booth, man.
Right. And we're gonna
You'll see me there. I'll be there. We're gonna be selling our books. You need to go ahead and call the number that's on there. Go ahead and get your stuff set, man, so you can do your books, man. That's what you need to do, all right?
I'm on it. I do that anyway.
All right.
So, hey,
that's what we do on this show. So what I'm saying is, if you go ahead and get that in, you get your books there, we can be there. We can talk. We can talk about what we're going to do. It's going to be a couple of other authors there. We're going to be doing our thing.
Right. Hey, that's a good looking out, Ray.
All right. Well, that's what we do, man. That's what we do. So anybody else out there, we got about 17 minutes left. It's the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing our thing here, talking to Mr. Raymond Florio, who is the author of Daily Gems and Sex Junkies. And he said all his stuff is true. So if you in there, I wish I could get somebody who was in the book to call so I could see what their reaction is. 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio. If you're listening, call in. We want to get your reaction. So Raymond, man, I tell you, man, it's been great having you on the show. We're not done yet. We got about 17 minutes, but I just want to let you know, man, it's great having you on the show, man. I knew it would be, and I know we're going to see each other around town somewhere we can get more, you know, things going. Like I said, man, you know, my publishing company is coming up, man, and we definitely want you to be part of that, man, in the future. You know, I know you're saying you don't want to actually be with no company or nothing like that, but I promise you, man, if you come my way, we'll take care of you. We won't hurt you. You'll be able to have I'm just telling you, you'll be able to have what you want to put on your covers. I'll let you have that, you know, because I think
I do all of that myself. I do all that myself because I got my own little publishing company. It's called Smart Pen Publishing.
Well, see, you didn't say nothing about that. You need to mention that.
Mention it.
There you go. Talk about it.
Okay, Smart Penny Publishing. I took the name from my wise sayings in the back of Daily Gems, where the discipline of collecting pennies can lead up to great wealth. Because when I go around to different schools and whatnot, I ask the students, would you want $1 million cash up front, or would you want a penny double a day for 30 days? And, you know, so many of them say, well, I'll take $1 million cash up front. Okay, well, you're shorting yourself. Because a penny doubled every day for 30 days, hey, that's $5 million. So the model at Smart Penny Publishing is where pennies add up to dollars. So
there you go. See, that's why I knew I'd drain that out of you, because I knew you had a you sitting up here playing around, not telling everything that's going on, man. You need to let everybody
know
so people can get in contact with you.
First thing is first, man. You got to make sure that your product is polished, that it's a good product, and that when people spend their $15 getting my book, that they feel good, they don't feel cheated, they don't feel beat it, because, as you know, man, times is hard, and I want to give people a good product. So, like I said, I just went on a grind trying to perfect my products, Daily Gem, Sex Junkie, and the upcoming book Trifling, which you ought to let me give you that little preview of Trifling.
Well, why don't you go ahead and
do that? Okay, here it is right here. Okay, this is a preview of Trifling. Looky, looky here, it's lights out time. I saved this letter for you, convict. It smells really good, so you might want to grab some lotion. What the fuck ever, man, just give me my damn letter. See, Jackson, it's that nasty attitude that's got you locked up in the first place. Listen, boss, man, I ain't looking for no trouble. I just want to hear from my people. Jackson, you need to chill. I was just busting your balls. Here's your damn letter. Damn, this letter smells good. I can't tell who sent it. Ain't no return address on it. Let's just open it up and see which one of my honeys sent daddy this letter. What the fuck? What kind of nasty bitch would send a letter with a condom wrapper in it? Oh, yeah, someone is trying to fuck with the kid. This is some straight bullshit here, but fuck it. Let's get into it. Dear Mr. Boo Balls, you don't know me, but I know your girl Ashley. Matter of fact, I know her really well. I'm stretching her pussy to new limits and teaching her all sorts of freaky shit, like taking back shots and deep throating. I'm trying to get her to lick my ass. She's come close, but she hasn't done it yet. But she's a nasty little hoe, so it's just a matter of time before she does it. You probably know a lot about tossing salad, seeing how your bitch ass is locked up in prison. But you keep knocking out the time, and I'm going to keep knocking the ass these pussies off the bone. Keep your head up, and no, don't drop the soap. Sign your boy, Mr. Deepstroke. Oh, this is some bullshit here. While I'm in here doing time, that bitch ass is out there tricking my money off on some punk ass. That bitch got me all fucked up. Just because I'm locked up don't mean I can't reach out and touch her ass. Shit, I got eyes and ears out here in these streets. I got people. You all right over there, Rick? Yeah, man, I just got a fucked up letter that some punk ass sent me trying to be funny. Well, shut the hell up over there. I was dreaming about your mother. Now ain't the time to be playing, Kenny. Believe me, now ain't the time. Yeah, so that right there is a little preview of Trifling. And as you can get, that is messed up to seeing a brother who's locked down doing time, sitting there dreaming about his girl, and you're going to send him a letter like that, talking about what you're doing with his girl. So, yeah, so that's the type of stuff I write. For those that ain't familiar with it, Sex Junkie is just an extension of that. Because the same characters that's in Sex Junkie, you get a lot of them in Trifling.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, see, that's what I like, man. That's why I
heard you laughing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was laughing because it's good, man. And see, you know, that's good because, you know, it falls in urban fiction as well as erotica. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, you got to do your thing, man. If you believe in what you're doing, you got to get out there and you got to grind. And like I said, anybody who's listening that's an author or an aspiring author or a poet, you know, you can't sit back and expect to write a book and then you think it's just going to sell and you just sit back and you get collect money. It doesn't work like that. You got to get out there and hustle, and you got to get known. You got to get yourself out there with people. You need to come on shows like this one, and you need to get yourself out there where people can understand and know who you are and read your work. That gets in the city, and as well as only in this city, you need to branch out and go to other places. You know, like we got stuff set up to go to, you know, like Florida and Miami and St. Louis, you know, different places we want to go to.
Count me in. I want to do anything and everything.
Well, we can do that. That's not a problem. But like I said, you know,
I'm doing it myself.
Well, that's it. That's what we're gonna do. So, like I said, the main thing. There you go. The main thing, though, is to get yourself set for this thing. If you want to get involved in this book signing, I would call today if you can, and work that thing out, man, so that you can be there on the 26th. And where it's gonna be at is at the Park Place Hotel. Okay, that's out there where they have the Smugglers Inn, where they do the two-step. Thursdays or whatever.
Right, I know.
Same hotel.
Every Thursday night.
So, and that's
Thursday.
Right. So we'll be out there. It's going to be on a Saturday. I think it's going to be I think the time is from 6 p.m. to like 10. So nobody's, you know, if you ain't got nothing to do, you want to sell some books and talk to your fans, that's where you do it at. I love getting out there talking to my fans. I love when people come to me and talk about the characters and get into it. But, you know, if you get a chance, man, also go out and look at www.redsnapperonline.com. Check out that website. And there's also Red Snapper's Playhouse out there, too, www.redsnapper'splayhouse.com, where you can actually join the guild and get a free e-book copy of my book. So you definitely want to do that. My first book, Scandalous Motives, to get you started. Once you get plugged in, I'm telling you, you're going to get hooked and you're going to want more. So go out and check those things out there, Raymond, so you can get an idea of what I got going on with that. And we'll get you set, man. I can get you in the right direction.
I already know what you got going on, brother.
Okay.
I can work on you.
All right.
DJ Berry and a whole bunch of other
right.
people here representing Kansas City with this literary
That's right.
game.
That's right. That's why
yeah,
we got to you got to hustle, man. And,
right.
and anybody that's
like
listening,
Rick
if you
Ross.
Go to those sites, if you go to those sites, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's all about you presenting yourself. That's what it's about. You got to present yourself to the people so that they'll be interested in your work. All right, we got about 9 minutes. You got any shout-outs you want to give right now?
Well, you know, I got a shout-out to my people, Southwest High School. Shout-out all the people that have came out and supported me, brought the books, and the people that, you know, thinking about buying the books, go ahead and get the book, because if your man ain't treating you right, if your woman don't know what to do, this is some great informative material. I mean, sure, it's entertaining and all that, but you're going to learn a lot, you know. It's just like watching adult movies. If you don't know what to do, then you watch and learn.
That's right.
But
that's
in
right.
this case, you can read and learn. And like I said, you know, it's you know, it's educational, but it also talks a lot about, you know, some important things like safe sex and the need to get tested. And
mm-hmm.
like I got in the upcoming book, He Loves Me Not, it talks about domestic violence and how that shouldn't be going on. And it's going to give some information to some places where if you are a victim of domestic violence, whether it's a male or female, you can go get you some help and whatnot. So my books are entertaining, but my books are also educational. So that's what I would like to say. And I think
okay.
my artwork sets me apart from a lot of people because a lot of people just got the same old pictures on the covers, you know, lady out with shorts, butt hanging out, or a dude with his bare chest. And, you know, my artwork is really, really creative, and it sets me apart. So, you know.
All right, well, you heard it here
if,
on
if
Word.
If you don't know
radio.
Me, if you ain't got a book, get a book. If you know somebody that got one of the books, read the book, and then get your own book.
Well, you heard it here, right here on Word Sexy Radio. And, you know, that's what you got to do when you get this thing out there. You got to have something that's going to set you apart from the rest because right now, the way he, like Raymond said earlier, and I said on numerous occasions, you know, you can get a book out there now. But the thing is how are you going to, you know, get your stuff? I mean, it's enough for everybody. But the thing is to get people to read you, you got to have something that's going to set yourself apart from the genre or the regular thing that's going on out there. So that's what you got to do. So, Raymond, we thank you for coming on the show, man. We got 7 minutes left, and I'm going to do a little outro. But we thank you, man, and hopefully, like I said, man, we're going to keep in touch so we can, you know, do some collabos and stuff, man. You know, we want to do that, man, get a little writing together and, you know, put some stuff out together as well as separately. You know, we can get
all
this together,
it,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
all
I'm glad
for
that
two heads are better than one, right?
That's right.
$2
that's right.
is better than $1, right?
There you go. Yes, sir. You're right. And we definitely want to hook up. And like I said, we'll go forth in that. So what I'm going to do right now before you go is I'm just going to kind of like let everybody know, like I said, about the KC Fashion Vendor Show. It's going to be on the 26th of June. It's going to be at the Park Place Hotel. And that's out in Kansas City, Missouri. You know, the same place they do Smugglers. Those that are in Kansas City, they know where that's at. Make sure you come out, you know, to the fashion show. They're going to have vendors there. They're going to be doing hair and all kinds of stuff. And like I said, we're going to be out there. Me, I'm going to be there. And Shay Nolan, she's another author that's from here in Kansas City who has a book out, Everything You Owe Me. She has a couple of novels. She's got one coming out called Greedy. She's going to be there. And hopefully we'll have Raymond there. And we're all going to be there. And any questions you got, anybody who's writing, if you want to come out and ask us questions about how to get your book out or what you got to do, I'm sure we won't have any problems showing you how to do that. So, I mean, you know, we'll ask. We'll tell you. So all you got to do is just, you know, ask. But, I mean, like I said, don't try to take all our time. But we'll give you. I'm not the kind of author that, like some authors are, that you can't approach them. So, you know, I'm sure Raymond doesn't mind either. So we'll be able to do that. Hopefully Raymond will be out there.
I will be there, Red. You got my word on it. I'll be there.
Okay. Well, we want you to come on out, man, and get your book sold. And I want to get a copy of Sex Junkies myself. So you make sure you have one for me, and I want mine signed. All right, brother. So
there ain't no upcoming babies on me, though.
All right, man. So we thank you for coming on, man. And like I said, this has been Word Sexy Radio, and we're going to let it go on out from here. So you just get back with me, man. I'm going to have you back on again when you get that other book out. When you say that book's coming out? Trifling?
It should be out in about 3 weeks.
Okay, well, we definitely
have to get you back
in. Trifling
should be out in about 3 weeks.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is the show is I'm booked up all the way through August, so it'll be after August, man. That'll give you time to get the book out and get it going the way you want it to go and get everything set up like you're doing, okay? So We definitely want you back on the show, and we thank you for coming in. And everybody who called in, we thank you for being there. And this is Word Sexy Radio, and we gone.
Jeez.
This has been Word Sexy Radio for Monday, May 24th, 2010. Next week we'll have J.M. Benjamin. Thank you.